A crowded field of candidates is running to replace Philadelphia Congressman Dwight Evans. Five of the contenders met for the first time at a forum last night in Germantown. Among them was State Senator Sharif Street, who pointed directly at President Donald Trump as his reason for pursuing higher office.
I sued Donald Trump over a dozen times, and I'll continue to sue the stupid, bigoted president. I will fight him as a congressman. We will work with people who are reasonable, but you cannot work with a stupid bigot.
Trump was the overwhelming attack target throughout most of the two-hour-long forum. Other key topics included keeping abortion legal and maintaining health care assistance. The Clay Studios Claymobile, a roving ceramics class on wheels, is bringing the art form to seniors across Philly. It's not only a way for older adults to get creative, but it also keeps them active without putting too much strain on the body. WHYY's Julia Binswanger has more.
On a Thursday in Pennypack, a group of older adults gathered in the InnovAge Senior Center. They began pressing their hands into clay, rolling it around, painting it, and chatting with neighbors about their creations. Malika Turner, a recreation specialist at InnovAge, has noticed the positive effects that the Claymobile program has had on the adults at the center.
I think our oldest participant is 100. Some of them may have had a stroke, some of them have dementia, so working with the clay is really good therapy for their hands, so it's a really good thing.
For a population that often experiences loneliness and higher levels of isolation, the creative and communal activity is more than welcome. For Billy Penn, I'm Julia Binswanger, WHYY News.
Today's World Cup draw revealed some of the soccer powerhouses that could play in Philly next summer during the FIFA Men's World Cup. They include Germany, France, England, and mighty Brazil. We'll know for sure who has matches at Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow.